别忘了读经啊！你们有圣经的话，请翻到希伯来书的第一章。
Please turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们一起来读一到四节。
Let us read together verses 1 through 4.
好，翻到我们一起。
Let us read together.
好，起。
近来古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用全体
阿们。现在是新年，所以我们讲新约啊。
This is a new year. We want to talk about the New Testament.
但是在某个意义上，希伯来书是新约当中最旧的一卷书。
But Hebrews is really the of all the books of the Bible, it has the most roots in the Old Testament.
希伯来书向我们彰显出一个新旧交替当中的信仰。
Because Hebrews illustrates Christianity as a faith that is stands at the crossroads between old and new.
在圣经的盟约的观念之下，所讲的新从来都不是全新，而是更新。
Because in the eye of the Bible, under the concept of covenant, whenever new covenant is discussed, it's never a completely new one, but a renewal of the original covenant.
是在成全的意义上所讲的新，并不是在废止的意义上所讲的新。
It is a new covenant because the old covenant has already been fulfilled, not that the old covenant has been revoked.
我们都知道希伯来书是写给希伯来犹太人的基督徒的。
That so we know that the book of Hebrews was written for those Christians who used to be Hebrews.
我们不是犹太人，我们干嘛要来读希伯来书呢
？But we're not Jewish in blood or in culture, so what are we doing reading this book?
希伯来书有一个价值观。
But because the book of Hebrews has a concept
是跟今天这个社会完全不同的。
That is completely different from the worldview of the modern society.
整本希伯来书向我们表明，过去的事情对今天仍然具有价值。
Because what the book of Hebrews tells us is that today's events are that the things of the past still have value today.
它又向我们显明，过去的事情已经被今天的事情所成全和更新。
And that the things of the past have been fulfilled and renewed by the things of today.
所以对于我们的信仰来讲，希伯来书告诉我们两件事，第一是延续，第二是超越。
And so Hebrews tells us two things. First is continuation, and the second is exceeding.
但是在今天我们这个社会呢，新代表着有价值。
But in today's society, all the value is in the new.
如果有人说，哎，你还在用这个手机啊，这是五年前的。
You know, if you have a five-year-old phone, people will look down on you and say, you're still using that old thing?
或者你说，哎，我这件衣服怎么样？你说，嗯，不错，90年代流行过。
Or, you know, you wear a shirt and someone says, hey, the 90s called, they want that shirt back.
你就会觉得你的人生受到了很大的打击。
So that's a very, you know, that's so you might feel that your value has decreased because of this.
所以在宗教改革的时候呢，很多的天主教的教会的人士就骂我们是新教。
And so, during the Reformation, we are criticized by the Catholic Church as a new religion.
你知道最早新教这个词是来骂我们的吗
？So the you know originally to, you know to be called you know reformists was an insult.
今年是2014年开始了。
2014 has begun.
但耶稣基督并不是在2014年被钉在十字架上的。
Of course, Jesus was not crucified this year.
所以如果说你的信仰是新的，就等于说你是假的。
And so your faith is not a new thing.
但对今天的这个社会来讲呢，如果说你是旧的，那就等于你是没价值的。
But in this society, to have something that old is without value.
所以有一个牧师说，当他来请大家做一个教会历史的一个论文。
So he asked, you know, his congregation to write some thoughts about the history of the church.
他说大多数基督徒呢会这样讲。
So most people will write like something like this.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们钉死，第三天复活，40天之后升天，五旬节圣灵降临，建立了教会。
That you know, Christ died on the cross, rose 3 days later, and then 40 days after that, he went into heaven, and on the day of Pentecost, he gave his Spirit. It's established the church.
后来，教会变坏了，直到有一个叫马丁路德的起来，恢复了信仰。
And then the church became corrupt, but Martin Luther rose up and restored the church.
再后来1962年陈彪牧师出生了。
And then, a little while later, Pastor Biao was born.
然后不啦不啦不啦不啦，后来他来到了我们这间教会。
And then so on and so forth, and he came to our church.
所以大部分的基督徒对于教会的历史基本上就是这三段论。
And so most people, you know, that's how most people see the history of their church.
圣灵建立了初代教会，马丁路德带来了宗教改革，然后陈彪牧师和我们教会。
And then so, you know, they look at the history of the early church, the history of the Reformation, and then the history of their own personal church.
那这位牧师说，这基本上已经算是很好的基督徒的教会历史观了。
And so this is already not too bad of a view of history.
你们知不知道陈彪牧师是哪一年重生得救的？
Do you know what year our pastor became a Christian?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
除了师母以外。
Other than his wife, maybe.
Yeah. 所以你会看到我们去认识一个人呢，或者去认识一件事呢，我们也要透过一个方法，就是要把它归类。
So in order to truly understand a person or a phenomenon, we have to organize its history.
如果有人告诉你他是一个工程师，但你之前从来不认识一个工程师，你也不知道工程师是干什么的。
So if someone told you I'm an engineer, but you've never met an engineer before, you don't know what an engineer does.
当他说他是工程师的时候，对你没有任何意义。
For someone to introduce themselves as an engineer has no meaning for you.
所以曾经有一次我对一个人说，他问我是干什么的，我告诉他我是传道人。
So once I was asked what my job was, and I said I'm a preacher.
他说道长你好。
And so he said, well, Master Taoist, nice to meet you.
他是通过中国的文化和宗教来把我归类的。
So because he misunderstood me, and he tried to analyze me via the culture and history of China.
又有一次我在北京出租车上，司机问我您是干什么的，我说我是牧师。
And so another time I was in a taxi in Beijing, and the taxi driver asked me, well, what do you do for a living? And I said, I'm a minister.
他说哦，您是搞畜牧业的。畜牧业就是放羊。
Because in Chinese the word for minister is the same as a shepherd, so he thought that I raised sheep.
因为他是通过他的生活经验来把我归类的。
And so because so he, you know, he understood me via his life experiences.
希伯来书透过归类使我们来认识耶稣。
And the Hebrews uses the old.Uses its methods to lead us to Christ.
他告诉我们与耶稣基督相似的那些系列。
So he tells us the things that were like Jesus.
然后希伯来书又透过超越这些归类使我们来认识耶稣。
And then he shows us how Jesus excels over all of those examples.
所以耶稣高过天使。
That Jesus is greater than the angels.
耶稣超越一切的先知，包括摩西。
He is greater than all the prophets, including Moses.
耶稣超越所有的祭司，包括亚伦，然后还得用麦基洗德来为他归内。
That Jesus is greater than all the prophets, including Aaron. In fact, he is a priest of the order of Melchizedek.
耶稣基督是所有的旧约当中的礼仪、献祭，甚至是圣殿本身所指向的那一位。
That he, Jesus, is the one to whom all of the sacrifices and rituals of the Old Testament have been pointing to.
但是如果离开了那天上的灵界的受造物天使，如果离开了先知、祭司、君王，离开了礼仪、献祭，我们就无法来认识耶稣。
So without this idea of the angels or the prophets or the priests or the rituals or the sacrifices, we would never be able to understand who Jesus is.
这就是我们为什么作为一个华人的基督徒，我们仍然需要希伯来书来认识上帝救赎的历史。
That is why as a Chinese Christian, we still need to read the book of Hebrews to understand the context in which we can understand Jesus.
但是对我们来讲呢，有两重的任务。
And so for us, we have a double duty.
第一是在救赎的历史当中，就好像有人听到我是牧师、是传道人，他会用他的经验。那么对于一个犹太人来讲，他就会说：“哦，你的意思是，他好像摩西；你的意思是，他好像亚伦。”
And because we lack the historical and cultural context to understand Jesus, because a Jewish person looking at Jesus' life, he says, oh, okay, so he's like Moses or he's like Aaron.
所以在救赎的历史当中，希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣超越了亚伦，超越了摩西，超越了大卫。
And so we see from Hebrews, the Hebrews tells us that Jesus is greater than Moses, greater than Aaron, and greater than David.
甚至超越了以色列人的守护天使米迦勒。
That he is greater even than Michael, the guardian angel of Israel.
而在世界的历史当中，我们来认识耶稣的时候
，And if when we look at Jesus in context of world history,
我们在中国的文化当中，或者这个世界的文化当中，我们也面对另外一种的归类。
That we try to categorize Jesus according to perhaps world history or Chinese history.
我们必须要向着世人来宣告耶稣超越孔子，耶稣超越老子，耶稣超越柏拉图，耶稣超越释迦牟尼。
That Jesus is greater than Confucius and Lucius and Plato and the Buddha.
接受耶稣是神的儿子，在某一个意义上其实是容易的。
That it's easy to accept Jesus as the Son of Man.
然而，不断地认识到耶稣是唯一的，耶稣是独特的，任何的人物都不能够与他并列，这是难的。
But it is difficult to see that Jesus is unique in all of history, that there's no one like him.
但在这一段的经文当中，向我们表明，耶稣是上帝启示的最高峰。
But here.Hebrews opens by telling us that Jesus is the highest revelation from God.
一切的启示都指向他，都是对他的铺垫，并结束于他。
That everything, all of God's revelation begins with him, it points to him, and it is established, and he is established above all of it.
历史上所有伟大的人物都可以帮助我们来认识耶稣，但是任何的人物都不能够与他并列。
That the famous people of history can help us understand him, but no one else can be listed alongside of him.
我们今天教会面对的一个很大的问题，不是不认识耶稣。
Today's church faces a problem of not that they don't know who Jesus is.
而是我们今天对耶稣的认识低于新约圣经的启示。
That our understanding of Jesus is less than that of the revelation of the New Testament.
就像有一本书所说的，亲爱的，你把上帝缩小了。
That, you know, as it is written in the book, my dear, your God is too small.
我相信在任何一个基督徒的生命当中，如果我们有任何的挣扎、任何的困难、任何的软弱，都是因为我们对耶稣的认识 仍然低于新约圣经对他的启示。
I truly believe that the reason why we have so many difficulties, so many struggles, all sorts of these things in our life is because our understanding of Jesus is not as great as the revelation of the New Testament.
所以这一卷书可以帮助我们成长。
So this is a book that can help us grow.
帮助我们面对我们今天信仰当中一切的困难。
That this is a book that can help us understand the difficulties of our faith.
这卷书会帮助我们把我们信仰当中的所有的问题都变成一个问题，就是耶稣是谁。
Now this book can help us condense all of our questions into one question, and that is, who is Jesus?
在过去的这五十多年来，教会非常的流行，就是效法基督，或者是看耶稣怎么做。
So in the last 50 years, there was a movement called What Would Jesus Do?
我想这是好的。
I think that's pretty good. That's a pretty good, you know, idea.
但希伯来书告诉我们这还不够好。
But the book of Hebrews says that's not good enough.
中马田博士曾经讲过一句话。
So a famous professor once said.
他说如果你努力地效法基督，世人就会称赞你。
If you try to imitate Jesus, the world will praise you.
但是如果你变得像基督，世人就会憎恨你。
But if you truly transform to be Christ-like, the world will hate you.
因为你不能够只是在道德的层面去效法基督。
Because it's not enough to imitate Jesus just on the moral spectrum.
你甚至不能够只是在行公义、好怜悯、做一些美善的事情上面，或者在努力的侍奉和奉献当中去效法基督。
You cannot merely imitate Jesus in the matters of justice, mercy, or doing good things.
你必须认识到基督在最终的意义上是你无法效法的。
Because you have to understand there's one part of Christ's life that you could never hope to imitate.
而是你要来信靠和敬拜的。
That because Christ demands of you to trust and worship him.
你必须在他的里面被他所改变。
That he wants to transform you from inside out.
所以让我们来看一下我们所读的这短短四节的经文。
So let us look at the four verses that we just read.
唯独基督。
The only Jesus.
在这末世。
In these last days.
就是在那末后的日子，或者说在那些时期的末后。
That in these final days, or at the end of the when the time is right.
这是一个很有意思的对历史的划分。
This is a very interesting way to divide history.
如果你是学生物，甚至古代的生物学的或者地质学的，你会把整个世界的历史分为好像侏罗纪、白垩纪。
That you know, perhaps if you were an archaeologist or you know a paleontologist, you would divide the world into different eras. For example, you know the prehistoric, the Jurassic, and so on and so forth.
在希腊跟罗马的文化的传统下，我们会把人类分成黄金时代、白银时代、青铜时代。
And the Greeks and the Romans separated the world into the golden era, the silver era, and the bronze era.
而在中国的文化里面会分为乱世、啊、升平之世，然后到太平盛世。
And so the Chinese also would divide the era into eras of war and chaos, eras of peace, and eras of great prosperity.
但是希伯来书告诉我们，整个人类的历史的划分呢，是在这末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
That the entire area of history entering into its last days when the Son of God revealed himself to us.
希伯来书没有使徒去证明，但是他宣告一件事情，就是第一，有一位神；第二，这一位神向我们说话。
That the entire book of Hebrews are built on two tenets. One, God exists, and two, he speaks to us.
我很喜欢和合本在这一段的翻译用到的两个词，一个叫晓谕，一个叫命令。借着他儿子晓谕我们，和常用他全能的命令托住万有。
And so God spoke to us, and He appointed to the Son as to through all things to hold up all things.
在大多数的英文的译本当中，他不会去区分这个说话的级别。
And in English, this is usually just translated as spoken.
但是中国人知道，皇帝说话就叫做圣旨，爸爸对你说话就叫小谕。
That we know that when the emperor he makes an edict that he says anything that's an edict, and when daddy talks to you, that is a revelation.
今天是一个反权威的时代。
Today is an era of that is anti-authority.
我们不断的把各种类型的讲话会把它平面化，讲话就是讲话。
That we treat all speech as the same.
就好像在教会我们已经很少用到 sermon 或者 Sunday sermon
这个礼拜天早上我们很少用这个讲道 来描述这个礼拜天的敬拜中的所传讲的话
甚至 preach
或者传道也是很少用的
因为它里面都带着有说教的意思
because those words imply someone speaking from a position of authority
都带着有好像上对下的要教训我们的意思。
It's a kind of, you know, it's a kind of teaching from someone who holds himself higher than others.
有小谕和命令的意味。
That you know you ought to know and you ought to do this.
所以我们好不好都是要叫做 speak.
And so 我们现在就是互相讲话而已嘛。
但是我就很喜欢。和合本的翻译
But here the Chinese Union Bible translates it differently
因为它是在一种信心当中在一种敬拜当中来指到上帝曾经借着众先知如今又借着他的儿子来晓谕我们
For God has revealed himself to us through his prophets and now through his son
这不但带着一种的权柄实际上是带着父亲对子女的那一种父亲般的爱
That this is not just in authority but the love of a father that has for his children
所以这一节的经文表明说上帝向我们说话是分成两个阶段或者是两种不同的方法
And so this separates history into the two ways that God speaks to his people
一个是借着众先知多次多方的晓谕
First is through the revelation of the prophets in various ways and manners
那是人类救赎历史上的一个时代
That was one era of man's redemptive history
然后希伯来书宣告说新时代开始了
And Hebrews now announces the beginning of a new era
新的纪元开始了
A brand new age is beginning
不是什么侏罗纪还是白垩纪
It is not the Jurassic or the or whatever era.
所以，如果按照这个观念来理解中国的历史
，And so if we look at the Chinese history through this lens,
在1817年，马里逊来到中国之前就叫古代。
And so it you know before I'm sorry, what's his English name?
Morrison.
Before Morrison arrived to China in 1817, that was the old era.
当福音传到这个民族、这种文化、这个族群当中来的时候，新的纪元、新的时代就开始了。
But when the gospel came into this people, then a new era was born.
耶稣基督是启示的最高峰。
Because Jesus is the highest point of all revelation.
我们常常有的时候去跟一个人讲话，去劝说这个人。
Because when we talk to people, sometimes we have to try to convince them of certain things.
我们苦口婆心的跟他讲了三个小时，一个晚上。
So you know, we may spend hours and hours trying to convince them this of this and that.
最后呢，我们就跟他会讲最后的几句话。
And then we try to sum it all up.
我们说，话已经说到这个份上了。
And so, you know, so we've already said this much.
我该说的话都已经说完了。
I have already said everything that I should, that I have ought to say.
你何去何从，看着办吧。
You know, where you go from here is up to you.
我再多说已经无益了。
There's no point in saying anything else.
所以你知道吗？希伯来书告诉我们，当神的儿子来到我们当中的时候，神对我们说话已经说绝了，已经说尽了，已经说到这个份儿上了，在他之外再也没有话了。
That by the time that God sent His Son among us, that there's nothing else for that God needed to say. He's already said everything that needed to be said.
在耶稣基督之前，所有的启示、所有的先知里面都还有未尽之话。
Because in all of the prophets.Of the past, there was always that little bit that they couldn't that wasn't done finished yet.
但希伯来书告诉我们说，到耶稣基督的时候，言尽于此了。
But Hebrews tells us that, but when Jesus is on the scene, that is the end of all revelation.
这表明在他之后，人类的所有的知识的增长，一切的知识。都要围绕耶稣，并且以他为中心。
That means that all human knowledge after him should be centered around Jesus.
在他之外都是废话。
That aside from Jesus Christ, everything else is just garbage.
在他之外的知识都是无益的知识。
And any kind of knowledge that does not concern Jesus Christ has no meaning.
我们的整个的生命就好像彼得所说的，关于生命和金钱的事，神都已经告诉我们了。
Because God, as Peter said, God has already told us everything we need for life and a living life.
这不是说我们不需要学习医学的知识或者数学的知识。
It's not that we don't need to know medical knowledge or mathematical knowledge.
这是说连医学的知识跟数学的知识都必须要在耶稣基督的里面。
That what it means is that even all of these other so-called secular schools of knowledge must be submitted under Jesus Christ.
知识必须转向对耶稣基督的爱。
That knowledge must be done in under the love of Jesus.
知识必须转向对耶稣基督的敬拜。
And knowledge must be transformed into worship of Jesus.
因为在他的身上，神的话已经说绝了。
Because from then on, God had nothing more to say to us.
所以接下来说，神已经立他为万有的承受者，承受万有的。
God had already established him as the through the whom all things were made.
也曾借着他来创造诸世界。
For he not only does he sustain all creation, but he created it.
在这里，世界不是用到，新约当中常用到的 cosmos 这一个世界。
So this world here is not the cosmos that's mentioned often in the New Testament.
实际上，它是指的诸世代，就是时间的概念。
That he means all of time itself.
所以新译本里面说翻译为宇宙。
And so it is just.Related as the universe.
在现代的物理学里面告诉我们说，时间跟空间在某一个意义上根本就是一回事。
Modern physics tells us that time and space are pretty much the same thing.
时间和空间会互相的影响和转化。
Because they will transform, they'll affect and transform one another.
这一节经文告诉我们，2014年是耶稣基督创造的。
What these verses tell us is that the year 2014 is Jesus' creation.
他创造了一个包括所有的时间跟空间，他创造了一个所有的世代，他创造了任何一种的环境跟文化。
All times, places, environments, and cultures are his creation.
在这里表明耶稣基督与整个自然界的关系。
And so this shows us the relationship between Jesus Christ and the natural world.
而前面我们读到的那一节经文呢，是表明耶稣基督与整个历史和时间之间的关系。
And then the earlier verses tells us what relationship Jesus has with history, all of history.
接下来这一节讲到基督与父神的关系。
And then finally, it tells us, these verses tell us the relationship between Jesus and God the Father.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
That he is the light of God's glory.
也就是说他完全的反映了或者反射了上帝的光辉。
He has completely reflected God's glory.
他是神本体的真相。
And the truth of God's being.
也就是说他完全的反映了上帝的本体的属性。
He completely reflects all of God's characteristics.
有的时候人家会对我说，哎，你儿子长得很像你。
So a lot of times, a compliment I often get from people is, hey, your son's a lot like you.
有的时候也有人会说，哎，你们俩说我跟我的妻子，你们俩很有夫妻相。
And sometimes people will say, you know, you and your wife look a lot alike too.
但是在人间，人儿子与他的父亲绝对没有这样的关系。
But no human son could be that perfect of a reflection of his father.
虽然我们离开父母与妻子联合，但是我们与我们的配偶之间也绝对没有这样的关系。
And so even though we do marry one another, we still couldn't possibly have that kind of relationship with our spouses either.
没有任何的一个儿子可以完全的反映他的父亲。
No son could truly reflect his father.
在《论语》里面说，如果你的父亲死了，你要照着他以前所教训你的道遵守三年，三年不改其志，称为孝也。
There's a practice in China that if your father passed away, you were to live your life according to his tenets for at least 3 years. That is to show your filial piety towards him.
你父亲死了以后，过了三年，你就根本不像你父亲了，那没办法了。
But if after 3 years you're nothing like your father, well then there's nothing that can be done.
但是这里却说，那一位圣子，他完全地反映他的父神。
But here it tells us that the Son is a complete, perfect reflection of the Father.
我们刚才所读到的尼西亚信经。
We just recited the Nicene Creed.
出于神而为神。
Of God and God Himself.
出于光而为光。
The light of lights.
出于真神而为真神。
Very God of very God.
就是这一节经文所表达的。
That is what these verses tell us.
所以我们看到耶稣基督的独特性。
That is the uniqueness of Jesus Christ.
在他与整个人类的历史的关系上面的独特性。
And that is his unique relationship with all of human history.
在他与整个受造的世界自然之间的独特性。
And that is his unique relationship with all of creation.
以及在他与那独一的真神之间的关系的独特性。
And that is his unique relationship with the one God.
接下来一节讲到他与整个人类的，甚至是与人类的罪恶的关系。
And then finally he tells us his relationship with man and with man's sinfulness.
常用他全能的命令托住万有。
That by his commands, all of creation is held up.
这是一句很形象，很美好的话。
This is a very beautiful image.
我小时候第一次听到那个托塔李天王啊，哇，我就觉得好神秘。
You know, so the first when I was a child, the first time I heard the story of Atlas, it affected me very deeply.
意思就是只要他一松手一秒钟，这个世界就会毁灭。
That you know, if he so much as slipped even a little bit, the whole world would be destroyed.
这个世界上大地上的一切就站立不住。
That the foundations of the very world would be shaken to its core.
有一天我的孩子曾经问我一个问题，说天上的星星为什么不掉下来。
So one day my child asked me, you know, why did the stars in the sky not fall?
现在的人学了科学之后就会觉得这是一个很愚蠢的问题，因为他们有万有的引力。
And, you know, modern science thinks it's a very silly question. Well, of course they stay where they are. There's gravity keeping them there.
但当你来认识耶稣之后，你会发现他们的回答也是很愚蠢的。
But when you get to know Jesus, then you understand that their answer is also very foolish.
至少是不完全的。
Or at least it's not a complete answer.
希伯来书的回答是耶稣基督用他全能的命令托起万有。
That by his command, all of creation continues to exist.
这表明有很多的科学家们，他们所相信的那一种好像钟表匠一样的上帝是不存在的。
And so the watchmaker God that is believed by many scientists does not exist.
上帝从来不是创造了这个世界，设定了一个程序，然后让它自行的运作，神就到一边去了。
God is certainly not the kind of God who created the universe.Let it running and then left.
这节经文告诉我们，整个的世界的每一秒钟，以及你生命当中的每一件的事情，都与他全能的命令密切相关。
That every moment, every instant of everyone's existence, including that of your own life, is tightly related to God's commands.
那解经家摩根在讲到这一节经文的时候说，这一个托起万有，甚至不只是指到一个物理的世界。
And then biblical interpreters point to this verse and say that this is not just the physical world either.
他相信说，耶稣用他全能的命令托起万有，也是表达一个道德的秩序。
That he is also holding up the order of morality as well.
他是道德秩序的供应者，他是道德秩序的维持者。
He provides and holds up the moral order.
他也是道德秩序的拯救者。
And he is the one who saves us.
所以接下来讲，他洗净了人的罪。
And so these verses continue to tell us that he cleansed mankind of their sins.
在这一节经文当中，虽然很隐约地告诉我们说，那一个被托起万有的那一个道德秩序，因着人的犯罪而受到了亏损，被破坏了。
That because of the sin of man, we had destroyed the original order.
然而，圣子耶稣基督却做成了那洁净罪恶的事。
But Christ accomplished the cleansing of sins.
所以在基督与整个人类及其罪恶的关系上也是独一无二的。
And so he has a unique relationship to the problem of sin.
所以让我们再一次的看到耶稣基督与整个历史和时间的关系是独一无二，超越在他们之上。
That Jesus has a relationship withAll of his creation that is completely different from anyone else's.
耶稣基督与整个自然界与整个受造的世界之间的关系是独一无二的，超越在他们之上。
He has a unique excelling above all others a relationship with the creation.
耶稣基督与父神的关系是独一无二的，他完完全全的反映这一位神的一切的神性。
Christ has a unique relationship with the Father because he is the only one who can truly reflect all of God's characteristics.
耶稣基督与整个堕落的人类与他们的堕落和罪恶之间的关系也是独一无二的，唯有他可以洗净他们的罪。
And that Christ has a unique relationship.To fallen man, because he is the only one who can cleanse them of their sin.
所以我们发现希伯来书在他的叙述上有一点是很出人意外的。
And so there is a point in Hebrews that is very surprising.
我们读到了前面的四节都没有提到耶稣的名，对吧？
That, you know, the first four verses make no mention of Jesus' name.
甚至整个的第一章都没有提到耶稣的名。
In fact, all of Hebrews 1 says nothing of Jesus' name.
直到二章的九节才开始提到耶稣的名。
His name is not mentioned until later in chapter 2.
希伯来书从一开始来向我们介绍这一位神的儿子。
Hebrews begins by introducing us to the Son of God.
这一位圣子。
This Holy Son.
直到第二章才告诉我们他是耶稣。
And then it tells us in chapter 2 that this Holy Son is none other than Jesus himself.
有的时候我们介绍一个人也会这样。
So this is sometimes how we introduce people also.
我们先说我要给大家介绍的这一位是什么样什么样什么样的人，直到最后才说他就是谁。
That we sometimes introduce people say, I want to introduce you to this person who is this and that in such a manner, and then finally we introduce his name.
有的时候你可能会觉得张弟兄或者是你姐妹其实不怎么样。
And so, you know, maybe we say, well, this person or that person, they're not that great.
如果有人要介绍他的话，你多半听不下去。
And if somebody wanted to introduce them, maybe it's very boring.
但是别人呢，用了一个这样的一个方式来介绍他，我要向你介绍一个姐妹，她是这样这样的，她是那样那样的，哇，你一听好棒啊。
But if they begin with, I want to introduce a person that's like this and like that, you think, well, who's this person? That's amazing.
最后他才说出那个名字。
And then finally he says the name.
你说，哦，原来是他。
And then you say, oh, so that's the person.
所以他让你，使得你一个很熟悉的人开始变得陌生化。
That it almost makes someone you might think you're very familiar with into someone who's almost a stranger for you.
他重新的挑战你对他的认识。
And challenges your understanding of this person.
他重新的来激起你对他的感恩之心。
And it challenges you to appreciate them more.
他重新的吸引你去发现在这个弟兄或者这个姐妹身上的那些宝贵的地方。
And it helps you to rediscover what's so precious about this person.
我们也常常有这样的经验。
We have experiences like this also.
甚至在婚姻当中。
Even in our marriage.
结婚二十年、三十年了，忽然有一天说，我根本不认识你。
You know, haven't we seen couples who've been married 20 or 30 years and they say, I don't even know who you are anymore?
或者会带着感恩的心说，哇，原来你是这么棒。
Or people who say to one another, you're such an amazing person, I never realized how great you are.
所以希伯来书不断地来挑战我们，来认识那一位我们以为已经认识了的耶稣。
And so Hebrews challenges us to know all the more the Jesus that we think we know.
所以希伯来书的作者从第一章开始，他不动声色地来描绘这一位出于神而为神，出于光而为光的那一位圣子。
And so Hebrews begins by introducing us to the Son who is God of God, Light of Lights, Very God of Very God.
就是他告诉你说，他就是你所相信的那一位耶稣。
And then he says, that is the Jesus whom you believe.
其实你知道，反过来说，哦，你所相信的耶稣就是这样的一位。
Or in other words, the Jesus in whom you believe is this kind of person.
让我再一次的说，我们今天对基督的认识常常的低于是因为圣经对他的启示。
And so often our understanding of Jesus is unfortunately lower than that of the revelation of the Bible.
有一点希伯来书跟约翰福音是很类似的。
Because in some aspects Hebrews is very much like the Gospel of John.
它启示我们关于耶稣的完全的神性。
It tells us that Jesus is fully divine.
他的所有的超越性。
And that he is greater than all things.
而今天很多的基督徒常常愿意把耶稣基督从宝座上拉下来，变成我的邻居。
But a lot of times we want to try to pull Jesus off his throne and just make him our neighbor.
耶稣是我们的好朋友吗？当然是。
Of course, yes, Jesus is our very dear friend.
耶稣是我们的兄长吗？当然是。
Yes, he is the firstborn, our big brother.
耶稣去掉了我们与神之间的隔膜，而亲近的如此的住在我们当中吗？当然是。
Yes, Jesus has eliminated our distance between God and he dwells among us, yes.
但是这不是耶稣的全部。
But that is not all of who Jesus is.
耶稣是那一位出于神而为神，出于光而为光的。
Jesus is God of God, Light of Lights, Very God of Very God.
有的时候，甚至在基督徒里面，我们都会看到一些的表达，把耶稣和其他的一些人物相提并论。
Sometimes even among Christian circles, we list Jesus among the names of other famous people.
我相信这样的表述的背后呢，是因为对耶稣缺乏真正的认识。
And the reason why we do that is because we lack true understanding of who Jesus is.
于是不断地导致了我们信仰生活当中的疲乏和信仰生活当中的软弱。
And so we are often exhausted and weak in our Christian living.
有人曾经说，就好像瀑布一样，如果它的落差越大， 它带来的一力量就越大。
Like a waterfall, the greater the height difference, the greater the power that is behind the rushing waters.
如果你所认识的那一位的耶稣，离你的距离是越远，越崇高和超越。
That the greater the distance between Jesus and yourself,
他的道成肉身就越使你惊讶。
His incarnation, it becomes all the more amazing to you.
我们对于在十字架上耶稣基督的受难常常的缺乏真正的认识和一种真正的一种惊讶。
We lack the true understanding and shock over Jesus' death on the cross.
是因为我们对他道成肉身之前的那个地位看得不够高。
Because we underestimate his place before he incarnated.
如果一位神长到你的家里来看你，你虽然很感谢。
And so if, you know, for example, the governor of the state came to see you, you would be pretty honored.
你出来对人家说，哎，今天省长啊，在你们这叫州长，来看我了。
And so you might say, hey, you know, today the governor came to my house.
旁边有人告诉你说，不是，刚才那个人是总统。
No, that wasn't the governor, that was the president.
哇，你就会更加的惊讶。
And that would be even more amazing to you.
但在地上我想不出来比美国总统来看你更厉害的人物了。
On this earth I can't think of a greater personage who could come to your house than the president of the United States.
因为美国人不是很在乎联合国秘书长是吧？
Because you know Americans they don't really care too much about the secretary of the UN.
所以你越是真正的明白耶稣基督那完全的神性的时候。
So the more you understand that Jesus himself is God.
就好像有一个朋友来看你，他跨越的距离越远，你发现他是从很北的地方、很南的地方地级来看你，还是只是从宾州开了两个小时的车来看你，那感觉是不一样的。
You know, when a friend visits you from far away, it's different when he, you know, he has to travel halfway across the globe than if he drove 2 hours from another state.
所以对马槽当中的婴孩的认识。其实是取决于对那万事以先的主耶稣基督神的独生子的认识。
So to know the infant and the manger is to know the one who existed before all things.
对十字架上的那一位被钉死的耶稣的认识，是取决于我们对那一位在万事以先与父同享他的荣耀的那一位高天之上的基督的认识。
To truly know the Christ who died on the cross, we must first know the Christ who was one in honor and glory with the Father before all creation.
让我们再一次的说，过去的事对今天是具有意义的。
Let us once again affirm that the things in the past have meaning today.
上帝在以色列人的历史当中，在整个救赎历史当中所预备的一切的真正的目的。就是帮助我们认识耶稣是谁。
That for the reason why Jesus revealed himself to the history of the Israelites is to help us understand who Jesus is.
教会的历史是有意义的。
And the church history also has meaning.
在2000年的教会历史当中，上帝带领他的教会的一切的经历，是为了帮助今天我们来认识神的恩典。
That the history of the church is the history of God's grace on His people.
我常常觉得我是信心很小的人。
I often think I am a person of very small faith.
所以我被上帝放在历史当中最后的，迄今为止最近的那个时代。
And so He's placed me that in an era that is so far the closest to Jesus coming again.
我不配被生在文革的时候。
I was not worthy to be born during the Cultural Revolution.
因为我做不了王明道。
Because I could not be like Wang Mingdao.
我不配被放在宗教改革的时候。
I was not worthy to be born in the Reformation.
我做不了路德和加尔文。
I could not be the Luther or Calvin.
我也不配被放在初代教会的时候。
I was not worthy to be born in the early days of the church.
因为我做不了被投到斗兽场里去的那些殉道士。
That I could not stand firm in the arena to be devoured by beasts.
整个教会的历史是上帝赐给像我们这些信心软弱的人的极大的宝贵的属灵的遗产。
That the history of the church is a very precious spiritual inheritance from God.
我常常遇到的一些基督徒，他们藐视整个教会历史当中的恩典。
I meet even many Christians who look down on the grace that the history of the church represents.
我常常认为他们可能生错了年代。
That maybe they were born in the wrong era.
但是上帝是不会错的。
But God makes no mistakes.
上帝要我们谦卑的透过过去来不断的认识那一位耶稣和他的教会。
That God wants us to know his church by studying history.
越是被放在历史上离耶稣基督再来最近的基督徒，越是实在在某个意义上是被主所宠爱的。
That the closer we are born to the second coming of Jesus, really, the more grace that we should be appreciative of.
但是越是这样子，好像被主宠爱的基督徒，我们越是把上帝缩小了。
And yet, those of us who are so loved by Jesus that we are born in this era, where He could, where He, it is one generation closer to His coming again, and yet we take Him so much for granted.
所以，愿我们透过这几节的经文。我们来在主的面前悔改。
So let us repent as we study in light of these verses.
让我们透过这几节经文，不断的、重新的，我们在这新年，就是新旧更替的时候，在上帝的面前来立志，更深的认识耶稣。
And so in this new year, as we stand at the crossroad between the new and the old, let us make a resolution to know Him all the more.
更紧紧的来跟随他。
To follow him all the more closely.
把我全部的生命每一秒钟以及每一件细微的事情都交在他全能的命令托住万有的主权之下。
That we surrender everything of ourselves before the he who holds up all creation with his command.
让我们以这样的认识来在中国的社会文化和我们的族群当中来传扬这一位耶稣。
Let us preach Jesus among, as we stand among our people.
来传扬这一位超越了孔子，超越了老子，超越了周文王，超越了唐宗宋祖，超越了释迦牟尼的那一位唯一的主耶稣基督。
Let us preach the one who stands above all kings and rulers, all philosophers and religious leaders, this Jesus who is unique in all of history.
让上帝透过希伯来书不但来装备我们去认识以色列人当中的救赎的历史。
That Hebrews equips us not just to understand the redemptive history of Israel.
而且让神透过希伯来书来装备我们向着中国人在中国的文化当中来传扬这一位独一的救主。
That this also equips us to introduce the unique, this one and only Savior to the Chinese people as well.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
主耶稣，唯有你是配得荣耀、颂赞、尊贵的。
Lord Jesus, only you are worthy of praise and honor.
你是超越大卫的，超越一切君王的君王。
You are greater than David. You are the king of all kings.
你是超越亚伦的，超越一切的祭司的祭司。
You are the priest who is the highest priest over all of the other priests.
你甚至超越那所有的受造的天使。
You are greater even than the angels.
你超越了上帝曾经借着众先知所传讲的所有的启示。
You are the greatest revelation of all revelations throughout the history of the prophets.
你超越了在中国的文化和地上任何的一种文化当中去企图揣摩上帝启示的那些伟大的人物。
And you are the greatest of over even all of human history out of any nation or culture, for you are directly connected to the revelation of truth.
哦，主，我们向你祷告。
Lord, we pray to you.
我们知道最难的。
We know that it's the hardest thing of our lives.
是求你在我们的心中超越我们的自我。
is to take control of our lives over our own, that we rely on you and not on our own egos.
在每一个你的儿女的心里面登上那荣耀的宝座。
To sit in the throne of our hearts.
在今年的365个日子的日日夜夜当中来登上你在我们生命和在这间教会当中的宝座。
To sit on the throne, the 365 days and nights in the heart of every person in this church.
愿我们生命当中的激情，生命当中的尾声，都单单的归给你。
May everything we do, may all of our lives be dedicated to you and you alone.
如果我们要向着这个世界说话，求你使我们单单的因着对耶稣的信心，凭着这信心说话。
And when we speak to the world, Lord, help us to be able to speak to him, to the world in faith, in the faith of Jesus Christ.
求你使我们在耶稣基督的福音之外无话可说。
That we have nothing to say aside from the gospel of Christ Jesus.
这样当你带我们离开这个世间的时候，我们就能够因着我们的信心仍旧说话。
And so that when we that we can speak in any circumstance.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.